They are just good. They're the best. But the best just got better. The new WHJE sports team rolls out High School Game Day. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE every game day for a look at the day's matchup. WHJE Sports, taking you to the edge.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this broadcast of varsity football here on 91.3 WHJE, the home of the Greyhounds. So far, folks, it's been a lopsided ballgame, 49-0 in favor of the Greyhounds. Much like last year, Carmel was able to pull out a 60-point win, again, shutting out Lawrence North, and it's been the same story here. John Lampe has come out hot. He's been firing very well. He's got himself an incredible touchdown pass over to Austin Roberts in the middle. But more importantly, it's been that rushing game for the Greyhounds. Guys like Chris Perkins, Tobias Watkins even, coming off the bench, adding the touchdown, his first ever varsity touchdown. And, of course, Shakir Pascal has come up big. They've normally used him as that short yardage guy, but tonight he's broken it open. He's the kind of guy who's been getting 8 yards every rush. Done a good job so far. And again, Carmel's racked up 6 rushing touchdowns, looking to capitalize again with that 49-0. Already, here's the start of the fourth quarter.
They're going to come out with that full house formation, put a man in motion. Mittner looking to pass deep down the field, taking a shot, has the arm strength, and that will not be corralled in. And looks like Abdul Halim, that one just slipping off of his fingertips, but what an excellent throw there by Mittner.
And I got to give credit here to Trent Mittner, okay? He's a sophomore coming in quarterback, and he has thrown the ball so well tonight. And yeah, I feel for him because his receivers have not stepped up. And they've dropped a lot of balls. You know, it's tough. It's tough playing down 49 points. But Mittner continues to play well. He continues to push, and it's just got to be hard as a quarterback at that spot in the ball game. He's making his passes. He's reading it very well. He's got open men, and they just keep dropping the ball.
Very promising things coming from their quarterback, Mintzer, there, showing off the arm strength and very accurate throw as he is going to keep that one off the right tackle. Brought down for about a gain of 5 yards, so doing a little bit of everything so far on this drive. Off that quarterback keeper option. 11:40 remaining in the ball game, but excellent strike there. That was about a good 25 yards downfield. He delivered it right only where his receiver could get to it. Promising signs here for the Lawrence North offense and his very young team. 11:23 remaining in the ball game as they will break huddle. It will be about a 3rd and 6 coming up for Mentor and his offense. They come out with that split backs formation, one tight end and one wide out to his left. Off the right hash, takes the snap, immediately under pressure, forced to throw that one away. Pressure dial up there by Dylan Grimm, the junior defensive lineman.
Devin Hinkle, the intended receiver.
He's trying to look for Hinkle on that one. That sets up about a 4th and 6. The offense wants to stay out onto the field, and it looks like they will in a 49-0 game with 11:07 remaining.
I mean, you're down 49 points. You got 11 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. It doesn't hurt to take a shot down the field. Again, maybe give Trent Mittner the option to throw it down. We've seen his arm strength. He can get the ball to his receivers, and he's very accurate. All it takes is one completion, and they've got 7 points on the board.
They come back out, split backs formation. He hands that one off to Martin off the right side. Excuse me, they go up the middle with it, and the Carmel Greyhounds are going to make the stop behind the line of scrimmage, setting up a 1st down right outside of Lawrence North territory.
2 great consecutive stops there by Dylan Grimm, the junior. We called him. He hasn't seen a lot of playing time, but now he gets that opportunity. And Jesse, that's kind of the name of the game. Obviously, it's kind of like the cliche that you get playing time, you want to convert, but it's much harder to do. Than to say. And Dylan Grimm coming out big time. 2 great tackles, making his name heard already in this ballgame.
Looks like we are going to see Rogan Goldblatt come out and play quarterback possibly for the Carmel Greyhounds here. Number 4 out there with the full house formation as he takes the snap. He's going to keep this one off the quarterback keeper. Brought down behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose 2 yards off of that sack right there with 10:52 remaining.
And so an interesting substitution here. Rogan Goldblatt is the backup for Michael Victrup. And coming out here, getting himself some varsity minutes.
Brogan Goldblatt, a quarterback.
Brogan Goldblatt sees quite a bit of playing time there on that JV squad. But something to note here, the JV squad does have a game tomorrow. Maybe seeing Michael Victrup with the start there as well. But 10:25 remaining, Goldblatt getting some very valuable varsity time. Full house set. They put a man in motion. They pitch out to the tailback. He loses it. Going to have to dive on top of it. And I don't know if he got that one back. Lawrence North signaling that they had it. That was John Ramsey coming up with his first carry of the game. And the defense is getting ready to head back out there.
So number six, John Ramsey, actually played football at Heritage Christian School. Played with a lot of these boys. And so obviously not getting the call there, but it looks like Carmel might regain possession. It's still going to draw up here at third and about 25.
So from their zone 33, we're under 10 minutes remaining as Goldblatt will come back out. For this one here, see if they try to air it out and test Goldblatt's arm a little bit. He's going to get some valuable game reps in. Riley McDonough also coming into the game. Under center, I formation. They give that one off to the tailback. Ramsey once again, he's going to be brought down. Excuse me, looks like number 16 that is listed as Cameron Hunt. If that is the case, he is also a defensive back on this squad. That's going to set up about a 4th and 10. No punting unit out there for the Greyhounds right now. So 9:12 remaining in the ballgame. 4th and 10 for the Carmel Greyhounds from the 39-yard line. And a correction there. That is Justin Grant, listed as a wide receiver, but playing the tailback position right now as Goldblatt's going to come back out in that I formation. Too wide set for him. So plenty of time left on that play clock. 14 seconds and counting from the I formation. Goldblatt is going to get a handoff again to Grant. Grant trying to move to that outside there. Has some space across the open field. And it looks like he might just have enough of the first down off the 4th and 10. But penalty markers fly back near the 45. So 8:38 remaining is the time right now left in this one. Everyone kind of standing around and waiting for this call. Officials are going to discuss this one.
Either way, it's going to give someone some good field position here or make it really tough on the opposing person. So it's going to be tough here on Carmel. They're going to call that hold. Normally when the flag goes in the backfield there around the ball, it's normally a sign of that holding call. And so it looks like now we're going to see the punting unit come back on the field for the Greyhounds. And this is going to give them about, again, that 4th and 25. And so not worth it there, but we're going to see Adam Kramer come onto the field, number 39. They're going to see if he can pin him deep, but Lawrence North will get the ball with 8:32 remaining here in the game.
We initially saw Ian Finley run out there, a junior kicker, but Adam Kramer wants to get himself a game rep tonight, so fields that one cleanly. This one is up and away. A spiraling kick there for Adam Kramer. Bounces at about the 35. Takes a Carmel bounce. Bouncing around the 30-yard line. Still rolling to about the 27. So respectable punt considering the slippery conditions on this turf for Adam Kramer. And that will set up a first down and 10 from about the 27-yard line for Lawrence North when we return.
At about their own 25.
50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with Lawrence Snores going to take this ball here at the first down and 10. As Vintner's going to give this one off to Martin off the left tackle. He's going to storm across the 40-yard line and be brought down. So moving the chains on first down for about a gain of 12. Good run there for Martin.
49-0 here in favor of the Greyhounds. Been seeing some big-time substitutions, but Lawrence North trying to get something on the scoreboard.
Full house set, and it looks like they're going to give that one up the middle Tailback's going to be brought down. That's Martin once again for about a gain of two. Couple substitutions coming in for the Carmel Greyhounds. Rodney Haywood will enter the game along with Alex Wright. So 7:37, Weston Gray is going to come up on the tackle, giving some guys a couple names out there that we don't normally get to announce coming up with some plays. Noah Burks is a guy that I talked with Coach Wright about, and we've seen a lot of Noah Burks over the last couple of years, especially on the special teams this year. One of those guys who can really just make a big play from anywhere on the field. Second down and 8 with 7:14. Mittner's going to go with the screen pass, gets it up the field. They have a first down and more, and a solid catch there by John Shile. And they will move the chains with 7:08 remaining.
And so given some second stringers and some third stringers the opportunity to come and play some varsity ball again, Jesse, we can't stress the importance of that. It's so cool that at 49-0, you bring in those second string guys, and even, you know, third and fourth, when we're talking about, again, the quarterback, number 4, Rogan Goldblatt, coming off, getting some varsity action, those things are valuable.
They're going to hand this one off to Shile, right tackle up through the middle. He's going to be brought down for about a gain of 8, so clock's still ticking away. 6:46 remaining in the ball game. They are moving into Greyhound territory. Will be about a 2nd and 1. It's good to see this Lawrence North Wildcat offense start to move the chains quite efficiently as well. 49-0, 6:30 remaining in the ball game. Lawrence North with the ball at the 37-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. Off that right hash, they're going to go 2 tight end sets, single back and 1 out to his left. Mittner's going to give that one up the middle once again to his tailback, Martin. And he's going to storm across to about the 30-yard line. Plenty enough for the first down.
Tanner Higgins on the carry. That'll be good for the
first
down. Clock
stops there at 6:15.
Tackle made by Cameron Hunt.
Cameron Hunt, the sophomore, is going to come up with the tackle on that play. Cameron Hunt was a member, actually dressed for many of the varsity games last year as a freshman. Very talented player. So we're going to have another run up the middle by Lawrence North. Clock continues to tick away, under 6 to go. Another substitution as Rodney Haywood's going to come back in. Jogging off the field, that looks to be Daniel Livermore for that defense. 5:45 remaining. And counting right now. From the 26-yard line, 2nd and 6. The offense moving quickly on this one, breaking the huddle much earlier than what we're accustomed to, as he's going to pass this one, looking over the middle, over the right side, and a huge hit laid on there. That one looks to be Cameron Hunt, giving the receiver there a shot.
Pass complete to Tanner Higgins.
And Higgins makes the reception, even with the footsteps. That one's going to be about a 3rd and 4 situation.
And so 3rd and manageable here for Lawrence North. They're starting to creep in on the red zone again. They've got the opportunity to put some points on the board. 49-0 again, just past the 5-minute mark in the game.
So 4:53 and counting, 24-yard line. A big third down coming up here. 2 wide set and 2 tight ends, 1 single back in the backfield. As Minter's going to try to take that one for himself. Gets to about the 21, is going to be about a yard, a long yard short there of the first down. Torres coming up with the tackle for the Carmel Greyhounds. 4:30 and counting. It is a 4th and 1. The offense is going to stay out there. And, you know, I like this play call here, you know, especially on the 4th downs on the last couple drives. You never know. Late in the season, you might need a 4th down conversion when you're in a close ball game to try to get yourself a victory. So 4:16 now. Still plenty of time left on the game and play clock for Lawrence North to try to put some points on the board. Split back formation for Minter. Hands that one up the middle to Martin. He has enough for the first down as he storms across to about the 16-yard line, moving the chains.
So good run there. Good blocking on the offensive line there. We're starting to see the second stringers take some effect here for that defensive Carmel. Not as strong as we're accustomed to, but, hey, they're getting defensive reps, getting some good playing time, and even getting the opportunity to play against a team who is still at that varsity level.
Split back formation. They're going to try to hand that one back up the middle to Higgins. He's going to be stopped after about a gain of 2. A couple more substitutions coming in for the Carmel Greyhounds. Weston Gray, along with Dylan Grimm, will come back in.
Brought down by Phil Dugdale.
Dugdale on the tackle there. Rodney Hayworth is going to take a breather on the bench. He's having himself a pretty productive drive.
Phil Dugdale's a guy who actually saw his first football action over at Creekside Middle School. Played running back every once in a while. And obviously made the defensive switch here.
Looks like Shiel's going to take this one off the right tackle, off that option. He's going nowhere. Good stop there by the Carmel defense. Going to set up a third and long inside the red zone for Lawrence North. We are getting about 3 minutes exactly from the Carmel 15.
And so the rain has held off for most of the game. A massive cell was headed towards this direction, but looked like it's broken up a little bit. And so it's been, so far, some pretty modest football weather. Hasn't affected the game too much. Ground door in the air.
Four wide set, three up to his left. Going to have to throw that one away. Almost intercepted there by Luke Parker. Pressure was dialed up by that defense. Great job there by Sinis and company getting into the backfield in a hurry. 2:37 remaining in the ball game. Fourth down and seven coming up for the Lawrence North Wildcats. Again, the Carmel Greyhounds leading 49-0.
Another reminder, hey, on October the 11th, we're going to have a Girl Scout pajama party. Now, good thing I won't be there, but it's going to be at Carmel Elementary School from 6:30 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Again, we're going to have some awesome music out there, some DJs. You're going to get to see WHJE. Come out and just, again, support that community. We do so many different things. The sports department is only one aspect. You got to hear a little bit of what we do with some of the player profiles and the Calm of the Coach series. You got to hear, if you listen to the pregame show, Vince Reimer and Riley Sawyers. They add kind of a dynamic part to our department, an imperative part. They do a lot of that, kind of the oddity sports, a little bit of the more minor sports, but they go in deep, really find out a lot of stuff. So some good things going here with WHJE.
And WHJE Sports will be bringing you the broadcast tomorrow of that JV football game coming up right here at home against Lawrence North. As always, every Saturday, we like to highlight those freshman and JV broadcasts. Come in, give those guys some airtime, and they do a great job. You know, a lot of talent on those young players. That's where we got to see the likes of the Michael Victrups. We got to see, you know, Landon Sinis. These players start to grow up throughout the season, mature as players, and now make an impact on this varsity squad.
Even a guy like Jason Baldridge, who's made such an impact on this year as a receiver, one that kind of came out of the shadows. And for the first time tonight, we're going to see Lawrence North tried to put 3 points on the board with the field goal attempt here.
Stoneball has done a great job in the punting game. He's going to put up a kick. This one on the line drive is up and good, and Lawrence North is on the board. A great kick there. A 30-yard attempt from Stoneball will make it 49-3 with 2:33 remaining.
And so, again, the senior, Bruce Stoneball, and I'd like to highlight Tayshawn Finley, have been two guys who have really stepped up for the team. They've continued to play well. They haven't let the adversity get down. Finley on the defensive side of the ball. He's come up with some big tackles, some big deflections, coverage. He's been everywhere, been able to cover the receivers, put a tough time on for John Lampe. Again, 49 to now 3, 2:33 remaining in the ballgame, folks.
It's good to see Lawrence North get on the board here after the last two outings. You mentioned it, 105-0 has been the deficit that they have faced combined with those last two games. Great to see them come out, put some points on the board, and give credit to Stoneball with the slippery conditions, playing on turf, 30-yard field goal, no gimme in this situation either.
And we mentioned that Lawrence North was the most recent team to defeat the Greyhounds on homecoming night. They're not going to get that opportunity tonight, it looks like, 49-3 with under 3 minutes remaining. But they did put some points on the board and have finally beaten their, drought, if you will.
They're going to kind of go with a fake onside kick there, but that one sails out of bounds, and the Carmel Greyhounds will start at the 35-yard line with exactly 2:33 to go. Let's see who comes out to take these final snaps for this game. You got to give credit to the offensive line and the rushing games. 270 yards on the ground for the Carmel Greyhounds. Waiting for that offensive huddle to break here. They're going to get it at their own 35 after that violation. with 2:33 remaining, 49-3 is your score.
And the Greyhounds have elected to take the football at their own 35-yard line.
Let's see who comes out to play quarterback here for this Greyhound team. That one looks to be number two, Max Selane, another junior quarterback from the pistol. Takes the snap, hands it off to Ramsey up the middle. He's going to try to break the tackle, but he's going absolutely nowhere. A great tackle there made by Valentino Smith Jr., another sophomore on this young Lawrence North team.
And there's been so many sophomores that have come up big. Talking about Trent Mittner, first off, the quarterback is a sophomore. He's done an incredible job. Jalen Daniels, another defensive lineman. He's still a sophomore, but he's big, 6'2", 225. We saw him make quite a few tackles there on the defensive line. And so a lot of these young guys for Lawrence North, that's something good for them to see, that they've got some youth that show promise and potential.
And again, three wide set and a tight end with the tailback. Selane takes the snap. That one's getting up to Ramsey, breaks a tackle in the backfield, breaks another tackle at the 35. He's finally tripped up at about the 40. Plenty of effort there. And he's going to gain about 5 yards on the carry. Impressive run there from the backfield. For John Ramsey.
Another tackle there by number 24, William Clay, yet another sophomore. And there was a flag, and it's going to be on the grounds. Looks like it's going to be that holding call again. So that has been kind of the Achilles heel for the Greyhounds offensively today.
And we're going to see another quarterback substitution, trying to get everybody in there. Nathan Melkai with a minute 40 remaining in the ballgame, still 49-3. For the Cromwell Greyhounds. Melkai is going to come in. Number 8. Saw plenty of time on that play clock. Clock running down a minute 29 and counting. From his own 26 in that left hash, he's going to come out three wide pistol formation with a tight end. Ramsey still in the backfield. Loses handling on it. That ball's out on the ground. And the Cromwell Greyhounds may have been able to jump on top of that. Lawrence North signaling that they have it. And it appears that they do. And that will be the first turnover for the Cromwell Greyhounds tonight. Slippery conditions for the first time we saw kind of had an effect on that play. So minute 14, they have some good field position within striking distance.
And Lawrence North
at about the 26-yard line is the spot right now. So Cromwell's 26-yard line, they will take over. See if Minter tries to air one out here. We saw from this range a little farther back, actually, on that last drive, delivered a beautiful strike. Receiver could not haul it in. They go split backs formation, first down and 10, middle of the field. He's looking to pass deep down the left sideline, looking for Williams in the end zone, who comes up with the catch after the contact. And they're going to call that one a touchdown as he retains possession all the way through. What a beautiful pass there by Minter.
And so we're finally seeing Minter pay off a little bit. He's had some good shots downfield, dropped by the receivers. But his core comes up big for him, and they're able to chalk 7 points on the board. So that's going to be 49-9 with a minute 6 remaining. No chance of a comeback, but at least they're putting some points on the board, becoming productive as an offense, maybe getting a little bit of confidence to carry on next game.
So 49-9, as you mentioned, as they're going to bring back Stonebaugh, try to make it 49-10 with a minute 6 remaining. The hold is not there as it slipped through his hand. Stoneball takes a shot, kicks it right into the offensive line, and the extra point attempt is no good, and it will remain 49-9.
And I think it's important to bring up the point that that 49-point deficit there acted as such a nice cushion. They were able to be rotating. We saw maybe three or four quarterbacks rotate in, you know, three plays. And it's good to see that they've got that cushion there. They're able to rotate some younger guys in, give them some playing time, some varsity reps, get their feet wet for even next season.
You know, anytime you're able to play five different quarterbacks on your offensive side, it's great to get, you know, even if just for a couple plays. You know, we saw Melkai there for a couple plays. We saw Goldblatt and Selane each get a couple plays in rotation here. Just get those game reps here in a varsity football game, especially since this is so special for them at homecoming. You know, in front, the student section in full force right now, the minute 6 remaining, and it will be Lawrence North will be kicking this one back deep. See who will be kicking this one back to. Got a couple deep back, Mike Brown among them. That one's going to be taken at about the 27-yard line and immediately taking the knee, kind of a fair catch situation, was number 80, John Magenhunt.
Daniel Livermore with the kick return.
So a minute 5 remaining, 49-9 remains your score. So Crumbull offense will come back out onto the field right now. For their next drive, Selain will be the quarterback. He jogs out there from his own 28-yard line. Don't think they're going to be going with anything too aggressive here in the final minute. But Selain comes out, 3-wide pistol formation, 2 out to his right, has Ramsey in the backfield. Takes the snap, gives that handoff to Ramsey, who bounces out to the left side. He's going to be shoved out of bounds there. About a loss of 1. Clock continues to tick away. We are under a minute to go. Carmel in no hurry to get this play off. Couple substitutions. Avery Roberts jogs off the field for the likes of 33, Sam Winderhaft, tailback. So Winderhaft's actually going to line up as a receiver wide, way out to Selain's right. Ramsey's still in there. They're going to go into that victory formation, take that knee, and we actually have a penalty marker there. After the Carmel Greyhounds take a knee, that clock will stop at 25.6 seconds. And 49-9 is the score. Looking to finalize that, the Carmel Greyhound offense as the officials take it over. We have an illegal motion penalty against the Carmel Greyhound offense, and that's going to move them backwards.
And so even on the victory formation, you can commit a penalty, which, you know, does have no effect on the game. Again, clock starts running now. Here's Selain now. And again, taking that knee. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up here. 49-9 is your final score as the teams begin to meet in the middle. Carmel keeps that homecoming tradition going forward now with a nice W. They now are 3-2. So, Jesse, what did you see so far from this game stood out to you?
Definitely the rushing game. You know, we saw them kind of struggle to establish that last week, but against a very talented front seven for Lawrence Central, they're able to come back, bounce back a little bit this week, open up the passing lanes for Lampe late. But the rushing game, 264 yards with that offensive line and plenty of tailbacks, so we can name them off. With Perkins, Pascal to start out with. Tobias Watkins coming in with a nice touchdown rush. Rushing game, very impressive so far tonight.
And so for Jesse Smith, I'm John Perkins. Final score, 49-9 in favor of the Greyhounds. Thanks for listening to this edition of Carmel Varsity Football on the Edge.